With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. For Sol Blazers, this year was all about redemption. The players say Sunday's championship win meant something deeper. After last year's loss to the Lions, the Blazers rebuilt with purpose. Veterans who've been a part of the dynasty since day one stood shoulder to shoulder with newer faces in the lineup. Samuel, Shad, Josh, Justin, Tariq, Hayden, Alex, David, Jacob, Drayson, and Brian, each carrying their own motivation into the season. And when the final buzzer sounded, the emotions poured out. Players spoke about proving to themselves that the dynasty still has fire. Others fought through injuries and spoke about the setbacks and about honoring the legacy of a team that has lifted 13 league titles, the most in K-Man basketball history. For some, it was validation. For others, it was personal. But for all of them, this win was a reminder of why they call it the Revenge Tour and why it mattered so much to finish the job. I caught up with all of the Blazers guys after the win.
You know, it means a lot. This is my first year on the team with the Sol Blazers. It's good getting to know these guys, you know. They're all great people. We really played together. And the fact that everyone worked so well, especially near the end, is like a true like testimony to these guys is ability to play, and it was a really great experience to be a part of. Yeah,
this win.
It's the 13th.
Yeah, this is the 13th win. I'm just surprised that we're still able to pull it off in this moment. So it's a good nostalgic feeling. You know, I believe in my team, and they played really well. So yeah, we just got a good outcome, the one that we wanted. So yeah, it feels amazing to me. Hopefully we can stick together and come out next year and do it again. But very excited. Happy. Yeah, my boys deserved it. They're really amazing today. Really amazing game they had. Yeah.
Yes, like our 13th win. It means a lot because it means, even though we're the veterans now on the team, Sammy and I, Justin, it means that we're still able to compete and still get out there and play against the younger guys and still give them a show, make it hard for them. So it means a lot still. It means I still have a lot in the tank. So I love it.
It's just nice to get the win after not winning it last year. Like, we just got an awesome team. We got a whole bunch of guys that believe in each other and cheer for each other. And even on top of the winning, it's just a fun team to be around and a lot of guys that support each other. So that's what's best about it.
Oh, man. What can I say? This team is so lovely. We play a great brand of basketball. And we had some adversity last year. We came back and made it right this year. So proud of the guys.
It means everything, man. I came out here all the way from Atlanta from an invite. They just let me know, hey, we got a league we would love for you to play in. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to take this opportunity to showcase my skills. And we came out here, helped my teammates help me get better. I helped my teammates get better. We had a great run through the season, did a great run through the playoffs, and now we're here and we got this chip, and it feels great. It means everything, bro.
You played really well, especially on the inside. Mm-hmm. The guys were so much bigger, but you were still getting in there and you were still relentless. I like that about your game.
Thank you. I'm big on hustle. I get every loose ball. I'm the first guy on the floor if you need me.
Awesome. This is Blazers' 13th win in basketball history.
That's great.
I think they're the most winningest basketball team in CBA history.
Amazing.
What are your views on that? Seeing that you've just joined the team.
It's amazing, man. I personally didn't know that. I didn't know anything about the winningness of any teams here, but I'm blessed to be on the winningness team. And it's just a blessing to be here, man. That's all I can say.
To be honest, it means a lot to me. One, because I'm young, right? And, you know, it's a beautiful experience. I've been playing for like 4 or 5 years, you know, first men's league and first championship. So it actually really means a lot to me. So, yeah.
This win means a lot to me because I had to travel from overseas to come to some games. Getting to the point in my career where I kind of want to hang up the shoes. So
it's nice to hang it up in a positive
way. Yeah, so I don't know if I can come back for another year, but we'll see next year how it goes.
But you've been with this team for a long time. And this is Blazers' 13th win, championship victory. What does that say to you?
Consistency. Everybody stick it out. We had the ups and downs last year. We lost in the finals. So we had a little revenge tour this year. So it's good to be back on top.
This win means everything to us. We wanted to get back on top. We wanted to prove that Sol Blazers are the best team on island and can't do that without winning the championship. So this truly means everything for me and my teammates. And for a lot of guys, it's their first championship. So I'm grateful that I was able to be a small part in their championship journey.
How many championships have you won with Blazers?
Two in three years. So. Yeah.
Awesome. What were some of the things you all were discussing, especially when Lions looked like they were creeping back up?
We just needed to stay together. What I spoke about in our time was our body language. I noticed a lot of us started to droop our heads. And I always say energy can equal drooping or it can equal performance. High level performance. So yeah, I just told our guys, hey, let's stay composed, get our heads up, and trust in the work that we've done from day one when we came together. And we did that. So yeah, the results speak for themselves.
You think you have another year in you?
Absolutely. Until the wheels fall off, I'll be here.
I cannot explain what should I feel on that moment, because this is my rookie year with them, and then they give me a championship. The good thing is, as an expat here, on my role over time, they're giving me a very, very special moment with my life, an experience that I can never forget. So being part of the team, I was so very thrilled that I have get some more experience, skills I get that they're teaching me, mental and physical strength that they're teaching me. So everything, they all fit in me. And one of the best part of me play with them is Shad and Sami is my brother in Christ.
This win means a lot, especially to me and the rest of the guys too, because we lost last year and we didn't have our full squad, and it was very hurtful. So we wanted to come back with a vengeance and just, you know, show them what we're really made of. I love playing for this team. I love the coach. I love how we play together. Even when we're down, we may argue, it don't matter, but we still come back as one and we get the win. I thought all of us were MVPs tonight.
The Blazers defeated the Lions 75-69 to complete a 2-0 sweep of the best of three championship series. The 2026 champion, Seoul Blazers, will be in the second segment of Sports Extra tonight, so tune in. However, Cayman Karate will open up the first half hour of the show at 7 p.m. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.